Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you ready to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show? It's the cattle industry's biggest convention back in San Antonio, a place filled with incredible sights, history, food, and fun. And you can't afford to miss the huge NCBA Trade Show.
The trade show is unbelievable. I think it's the biggest one I've ever been to, and it seems like it just gets bigger and better every year.
There's no better place for cattlemen and women to learn, have fun, and connect with fellow producers from across the country.
Cattle Industry Convention is one of those can't miss, right? If you haven't gone or haven't attended, you see so many old friends, and it really is. It's a combination of business and social.
Amazing speakers, unbeatable education, all for cattle producers. So plan now to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Visit ncba.org for more.
In today's cattle futures market, and it ended up mixed here. We had the live cattle anywhere from 20 lower to 40 higher. And we had a surprising rally there in the April lives. They went up to 126.30, up 42. Significantly stronger than the month surrounding it. The February were actually down 17 at 125.15. And June's were unchanged here at about 117.92. So April, again, the strongest month here today. On the feeder cattle, most of the weakness was on the front end. We had January down 22 at 142.55, March down 22, April down 5, May's up 5, and the lean hogs finished the day up about a buck at 68.72. And then yesterday, the box beef market was under pressure again. It was down 204 at 216.61, or excuse me, midday. Select was down 48 at 203.24. So it's really been a negative market here as we come down over $20 now, I guess nearly $25 on the choice box beef, without any reflection of that weakness in the live cattle futures market to this point. Of course, that could still happen going forward, but the box beef seasonally does normally get lower at this time. Quite a bit of spread action today here with the different months doing different things. We've seen all sorts of different things. Some people buying Feb, selling April live cattle here, trying to buy that into expiration.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
The grain futures market today finished extremely strong here. We kicked off this morning with a big export sale of 1.6 million tons of corn sold to Mexico. Or it's assumed most of it was sold to Mexico. Some of it was to an unknown destination. But the December corn finished today up 10, March corn up 5 and 3 quarters. Soybeans finished up about 4 cents, and then wheat futures. You know, the hedge funds have been long wheat a little bit, and any little bit of positive news, they buy it. Today, Kansas City July was up 11 and 3 quarters at 457 and 3 quarters. Chicago was up 10 and a half or so cents, and then cotton today was up 134 in March at 67.22. We've also got some pretty big headlines regarding the U.S.-China trade war. Mid-morning, the U.S. Side acted like they might cut tariffs by 50% and not raise them on December 15th, and they kind of tossed that out there to see what the Chinese would react. So I don't know exactly where we're at in terms of the final agreement, if we'll know anything this week, but it really looks like there is some significant progress being made if the U.S. is backing off, and the Chinese have also been buying beans and grain as well. So a lot of interesting thing going on with the trade talk today. Of course, you've got the impeachment hearings going on as well. So a lot going on in the world. Stock market is currently slightly higher after making new highs this morning.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.